Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
Coming up on 5 Minute News.
US adds 210,000 jobs in November as unemployment rate falls to 4.2%. France signs arms deal with UAE, but human rights questions remain. And study says Germany's emissions plans won't meet climate target. It's Saturday, December 4. I'm Anthony Davis. The US unemployment rate plunged to a 21-month low of 4.2%, and 594,000 people entered the labor force, the most in 13 months, indicating a rapidly tightening labor market. Despite the jobs growth, solid details in the Labor Department report suggested Federal Reserve plans to accelerate tapering of its bond purchases and expectations for multiple rate hikes next year remained intact. U.S. employers added 210,000 jobs last month, less than half of what economists had expected. But average hourly earnings over the past 12 months rose 4.8%, the unemployment rate dropped to 4.2%, and the workforce grew by the most in 13 months. Analysts said they believe the moderate job gains understate labor market strength and that they would likely be revised upward. St. Louis Fed President James Bullard took the moment to intensify his call for faster action by the Fed's policy-setting panel and said that rapidly strengthening economic data was making more of his colleagues comfortable with the idea of speeding up the bond-buying taper and laying the groundwork for a liftoff from zero rates. Friday's labor report showed labor force participation rose to 61.8%, the highest since it fell off a cliff in the early days of the pandemic, and women, many of whom stayed home from jobs to fill in childcare, schooling, and elder care gaps, entered the labor force at the fastest rate since March. France announced multi-billion euro deals on Friday to sell fighter planes and combat helicopters to the United Arab Emirates, aiming to boost military cooperation with its top ally in the Persian Gulf, amid their shared concerns about Iran. The UAE is buying 80 upgraded Rafale warplanes in a deal the French Defense Ministry said is worth 16 billion euros and represents the largest ever French weapons contract for export. It also announced a deal with the UAE to sell 12 Airbus-built combat helicopters. They offer a shot in the arm for France's defense industry after the collapse of a $66 billion contract for Australia to buy 12 French submarines that ultimately went to the US. But the deal faced criticism by human rights groups concerned about the UAE's involvement in the years-long war in Yemen. The UAE contracts were signed as French President Emmanuel Macron visited the country on the first stop of a 2-day visit to the Persian Gulf. France and Gulf countries have long been concerned by Iran's nuclear ambitions and influence across the region, particularly in Iraq, Syria, and the Lebanon. Human rights groups said weapons the UAE provides to its Gulf allies could be useful for unlawful attacks or even war crimes in Yemen as well as Libya, a conflict that the UAE has been accused of being involved in through proxies. Macron's keen interest in forging personal relationships with Abu Dhabi's Crown Prince and his counterpart in Saudi Arabia, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, makes him a welcome guest in the region. Both Gulf leaders value a degree of pragmatism when discussing democracy and human rights, issues on which their countries have been heavily criticized by rights groups and European lawmakers while pursuing business opportunities. A Research Institute's analysis has concluded that the incoming German government's plans for curbing greenhouse gas emissions are insufficient to put Germany on course to meet the goals of the 2015 Paris Climate Accord. The German Institute for Economic Research study, released Friday, was conducted by leading economists and commissioned by 140 civil society organizations, from trade unions to environmental groups and religious organizations. They found that while the new centre-left government's proposals for reducing greenhouse gases are the country's most ambitious yet, they fall short in all sectors. A three-party coalition government of the Social Democrats, the Greens, and the Free Democrats is expected to take office next week, with Chancellor Angela Merkel stepping down after 16 years. Claudia Kempfert, one of the authors of the study, said the plans unveiled so far showed a clear improvement on previous policies, including by setting a target of meeting 80% of Germany's electricity needs from renewable sources by 2030 and making it possible to end coal use by that date. But to reduce emissions sufficiently to put Germany on a trajectory to meet the Paris goal of capping global warming at 1.5 degrees Celsius by the end of the century, the share of renewables would need to be 95%, she said. The study found that in other areas, such as transport, building and agriculture, the new government would have to set significantly higher targets than it has currently proposed. Industrialized economies such as Germany and the United States hope that by paying to keep emissions low in poorer countries, the global targets can be achieved, even if rich nations emit more. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app, ask your smart speaker, or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
Hello everyone, my name is Tom Kearns and I host the Anglo-Saxon England podcast, where I cover the history and culture of England from the departure of the Romans in the 5th century to the Norman conquest in 1066. So far we've surveyed the collapse of Roman rule in Britain, the migration of the Anglo-Saxons, and the history of Northumbria from its beginnings in the mists of legend to its destruction at the hands of Viking raiders in the 9th century. I hope you'll come and give it a go.